time now for Talking Point on Australia Talks with today's guest commentator, Misha Ketchell, managing editor of The Conversation. Hello, Misha. Talking about the media a lot at the moment, with the media inquiry bubbling along, but a big media story just broke really this afternoon. The head of News Limited in Australia will step down at the end of the month, John Hartigan. Do we know why?
That's a good question. I think he's at retirement age. Mm. And many sources within News Limited are saying he actually wanted to retire earlier but agreed to stay on to help the company negotiate some difficult issues it's dealing with at the moment. Partly it's got to do with John Hartigan's personal circumstances. He's been with the company for 41 years and it's a pretty good innings, whichever way you look at it.
Yeah.
But the other issue really underlying this is the direction in which the company is going to go. And in particular, it's really significant that he's being replaced by somebody for the first time who doesn't have a background in newspapers.
Yeah, and we'll come to that. We'll come to his replacement, Kim Williams, in just a moment. How influential was John Hartigan? I think you were alluding there to the fact that he had a journalistic background. How much of a stamp did he put on the organisation in Australia?
Oh, absolutely, a significant stamp. I mean, a company that has, 70% of newspaper circulations, and News Limited does dispute that figure, but if you look at it, it's something close to that. It has massive influence politically, in the corridors of power, culturally, in so many ways. And John Hartigan used that influence, sometimes in quite an aggressive manner. Mm. For example, when the Australian newspaper was pursuing the Victorian Chief Police Commissioner Simon Overland, after Simon Overland had criticised the News Limited newspaper for publishing allegations regarding a terror raid, John Hartigan was reported to have given a speech to police in New South Wales where he basically said, you either work with us or we'll pursue you in the manner in which we pursued John Hartigan. Pursued Simon Overland.
Mm. Okay, he's been replaced by Kim Williams as a CEO, who many years ago actually was at the ABC. In more recent times, of course, he's been running Foxtel. What can we say about this appointment?
Kim Williams is very, very highly regarded. He's an opera lover. He's seen as being a very smart operator. And I think that it signals a few things. It signals a move towards convergence of media outlets. It signals that News Limited is not a newspaper company predominantly anymore, that it's looking at content across a range of platforms. The fact that you've got somebody who is not from a newspaper background as CEO and chairman of News Limited. It also signals potentially, and this is reading the tea leaves a bit, perhaps slightly less combative style in terms of News Limited's had a lot of battles in recent years. It had the fight with Bruce Guthrie. It had the fight over Melbourne Storm. It's had a fractious relationship with the Labor government, a fractious relationship with the Greens.
Kim Williams today acknowledged that, apparently, in an interview, the poor relationship that News Limited had with some members of the government. It makes you wonder whether he'll be building some bridges, perhaps.
I think he might have been brought in partly to do that. There's a lot of benefit for the company to start to think about that in the context in which its newspaper revenues aren't, the be-all and the end-all, and there are other aspects to the company. Their most recent profit result globally for News Corporation, the newspaper revenues, I think, was something about 13% of the company's overall profit. And most of the money was made from cable TV, satellite TV, films. So that was a particular result because they'd also shut down the News of the World.
Mm.
But it does tell you something about, the role of newspapers in the overall company, and newspapers bring a lot of trouble and a lot of political trouble.
Do you think we should be seeing the resignation of John Hartigan through the prism of News International's troubles in the UK, or is this a separate matter entirely?
I think, the answer is partly. I mean, clearly, John Hartigan's at the end of his career. He was going to retire at some point anyway. He's had a very long and successful innings. But you can see in the appointment of Kim Williams a change of focus, and it really does represent a shift in the company's emphasis. The fact that they're appointing somebody with a cable television background to run the company for the first time, that's a significant move.
Mm. Okay, good to talk to you. Misha Ketchell, who'll be back at the same time next week on Australia Talks. Misha is the managing editor of The Conversation. That's it for Australia Talks for today and for the week. Thanks to the team. technical operators Peter McMurray and Jim Usher, producers Karin Zivanovits and executive producer Melanie Christensen. You can comment on tonight's program on Talking Point or on our discussion on golf by heading to our website. Just search ABC Australia Talks and you can tweet us at Australia Talks, all one word. I'm back with another Big Ideas tomorrow, an Intelligence Squared debate. Atheists are wrong. We'll find out who the winner of that debate is tomorrow if you're listening to Big Ideas at the same time. Coming up on Late Night Live with Philip Adams, a debate about the Middle East and Syria. So stick around for that. Includes journalist Robert Fisk, I should point out, so it should be worth listening to. I'm Paul Barclay. Bye for now.